Philippe Guinet, member of the local council of Sifour-les-Plages.
Brusque veut dire bruyère en celtique.
Brusque means heather in Celto-Ligurian. The Greeks landed here in antiquity and found this little coastal shelter, which they rapidly colonized. These were Greeks who came from Marseille or Massalia, and they quickly liked its charm and created a harbor. We have little information about medieval times, but we know that Pope Gregory XI landed at the port of Lebrusque in 1376 because of a storm that blew him off course and forced him to put to shore. It was the first, and I think probably the last, papal visit by galley. Later in the 17th and 18th century, soda was manufactured here. In environmental terms, the effect was not unlike being in Hiroshima. The trees lost their leaves, there was terrible pollution, everything died, and everyone who lived here became ill. The soda factory lies abandoned, and the port of Brusque began a new life as a fishing port. At the beginning of the 20th century, the first sea wall was built, and there were more than 60 fishing boats. This was a time of expansion, and Lebrusque became the third most important fishing port after Sète. But as the 20th century progressed, individual fishing collapsed. Fishing on an industrial scale boomed, and the port of Lebrusque suffered as a result. It became a marina, although a few fishermen still earn their livelihood here. Of course, there are islands off Lebrusque, the archipelago of Ombier with lots of little islands, and above all, Ombier itself, which is the second most important commercial port and marina. From Lebrusque, you can tour the little creeks and Cap Sissier, that's to say Sifour-les-Plages, which juts out to sea, with Lebrusque as a spearhead. It's a great way to discover the undersea fauna and flora. The most spectacular of these in the harbour of Lebrusque is its barrier reef, a plant-based monument dating from the Mesozoic era. It is almost unique because there are only three of them in the whole world, and we are lucky enough to have one here in Lebrusque. It is quite simply composed of posidonia, which are flowering plants or phanerogam. They grow on the higher levels of the seabed, seal off the bay and create an almost unique ecosystem. There are lots of diving clubs and everything you need to help you discover the underwater depths, including glass-bottom boats, which offer to show you the barrier reef, this monument to the Mesozoic era. The town council has just designated it a Natura 2000 area, which means that the port of Lebrusque and its barrier reef have been saved.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audio Visit.